A new concept in farming means your fresh produce may not be coming from fertile fields miles away. It could be coming by elevator from a few floors away. Sally Squires, who writes the Lean Plate Club blog, is with us. This new concept, Sally, is called vertical farming. What exactly is that?
I know. It's like farming? Farming in the district? Can this really be true? Well, in fact, it is. So vertical farming, in fact, it sounds really new, but it's actually not. So think about it. In South America, some of the indigenous peoples in South America always grew food in kind of these really high settings. And also, if you think about rice terraces in East Asia, vertical farming. So, and actually what I found as I looked more into this, it's not really a new idea in the U.S. either. So as far back as 1915, so that's more than 100 years ago, an American geologist named Gilbert Ellis Daly coined this term of vertical farming, and he actually wrote a book about it. And so basically what it means is that we're farming on those rooftops that we have in D.C., and they're doing it elsewhere, New York, other major cities. And it makes a lot of sense. Think about it. We've got all this empty space, gets great sunlight, gets water, and, you know, why not use it?
How much of that is going on here in D.C.?
So in D.C., we already have at least an acre of land that is being farmed. Admittedly, that's still small. But one of the first places that started this was called Uptop Acres. And they teamed with the chef Jose Andres of OIML and other places, Zaitinya, Haleo, etc. And they went to the rooftop in Chinatown and they convinced the owners of that to let them put dirt on the top and to start growing greens. And that's what they do. And so a lot of the greens in that area are being provided by the rooftop of OIML's building.
That is so cool. What kind of things can you grow like that on the top of a building?
Yeah, so I've talked to, actually, there was a really interesting meeting at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce about a lot of new innovations in food. And one of the people who spoke was a woman named Kathleen O'Keefe, who was a co-founder of this Uptop Acres. And I spoke to her after the meeting. And so you have to get dirt up on the roof, okay? It's heavy. And so you do have to think about how heavy can that be? Is the roof reinforced? In the district, we are apparently asking for new construction to be able to support that kind of a garden or a farm. And so we're kind of ahead of the curve on that. So you can grow lettuce and herbs. Those are really easy. All the places in D.C. that are doing this apparently also have beehives. So we're starting to get honey. Now, the things that, you know, don't do as well, we can't really grow wheat or corn necessarily on the rooftop, which soybeans, you know, they might be a little bit tougher. But you know, smaller plants like zucchini and eggplant and carrots and even watermelon is actually being grown in these vertical farms.
Is vertical farming harder than traditional farming?
Well, I think it's maybe not quite as hard in some respects, but harder in others. So I can't think of many farms in Maryland or Virginia who have to go and put the dirt up on the roof before they can start to farm. Mm-hmm. So you have to prepare the roof. You also have to make sure, where do you get the water? And in addition to the rain, do you have to irrigate it? And how do you make sure that whatever dirt that you're putting on the roof doesn't become like a slush or a pond of mud in the rain if you get a really heavy rain? So those are all the things that you have to think about. There's a lot of hand picking that is involved in the rooftop gardening, although Kathleen O'Keefe also said that they found some little machinery that will quickly help them harvest what's been done. So there's a kind of micro machinery, kind of like, you know, those tiny houses that are all the rage. So everything gets smaller. Well, apparently that same thing is happening in farming.
That's cool.
You mentioned that some of the newer buildings are being built to accommodate vertical farming. Does that help developers comply with green building certifications?
It does indeed. And so the whole wharf project that is going in along the Potomac is apparently poised to have some of these gardens. I know that the building that I work in, which is at 10th and G Streets, it was built. We have a green roof, mm-hmm. although we don't really have a farm up there, but we potentially could. And what I think is also really interesting is that And this is still in the early phases, but by putting these rooftop gardens in, it's also helping the quality of water that ends up going into the Anacostia and the Potomac. So it's preventing some of the toxic runoff that can happen. So again, it's very small. It's not going to make our rivers better right away, but it's a step in the right direction.
And you've got some good places to learn more about urban farming?
There are some really good places. So those will be on our website at WTOP. What's also interesting is that Uptop Acres is doing events in some of their farm, their little farm. So they have a Monday night yoga that you can go for $15, and you can do kind of these great moves, and they'll also look at what's being grown. They also have a CSA program. So this is where it's a community-supported agriculture. So if you wanted to get a bag of vegetables or fruit, et cetera, from these groups, you can do that. And there's going to be a really big summit at the University of the District of Columbia on September 22nd on vertical farming. So we'll have more about that also on the website if anyone is interested in attending. And we also have links to some videos, rooftop videos of farms that's been done by National Geographic and elsewhere. So it's a really an interesting new trend.